ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 9 चैप्टर 5 टेक्स्ट नंबर 8। यदा विस्मृतस्त्वम् अनजन्नेन वै बलं प्रविष्ठो जितदैत्यदानवम् पाहूदरो वै आङ्ग्रे शिरोधारणि वृश्चन् अजर्श्रम् प्रदने व्रजाश जशे ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन ओ डिफैटिगेबल वन व्हेन यू आर सेंट बाय द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड टू एंटर अमंग द सोल्जर्स ऑफ दैत्यास एंड दानवास यू स्टे ऑन द बैटलफील्ड एंड unendingly separate their arms, bellies, thighs, legs and heads. So there is no purport till 20th verse, so we'll go on reading the translation. O protector of universe, you are engaged by the Supreme Personality of Godhead as his all-powerful weapon in killing the envious enemies for the benefit of our entire dynasty. Kindly favor this poor Brahmana. This will certainly be a favor for all of us. In our family, if our family has given charity to a proper person, if we have performed ritualistic ceremonies and sacrifices, if we have properly carried out our occupational duties, and if we have been guided by learned Brahmanas, I wish in exchange that this Brahmana be freed from the burning caused by the Sudarshan Chakra. If the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is one without a second, who is the reservoir of all transcendental qualities and who is the life and soul of all living entities, is pleased with us, we wish that this Brahmana, Dhruvas Muni, be freed from the pain of being burnt. Sukadeva Goswami continued, when the king offered prayers to the Sudarshan Chakra and Lord Vishnu, because of his prayers, the Sudarshan Chakra became peaceful and stopped burning the Brahmana known as Dhruvas Muni. Dhruvas Muni, the greatly powerful mystic, was indeed satisfied when freed from the fire of Sudarshan Chakra. Thus he praised the qualities of Maharaj Ambarish and offered him the highest benediction. Dhruvas Muni said, "My dear king, today I have experienced the greatness of devotees of Supreme Personality of Godhead, for although I have committed an offense, you have prayed for my good fortune. For those who have achieved the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the master of the pure devotees, which is impossible to do, and what is impossible to give up. What is impossible for the servants of the Lord? By the very, very hearing of His holy name, one is purified. O King, overlooking my offenses, you have saved my life, and thus I am very much obliged to you because you are so merciful." Expecting the return of Dhruvas Muni, the king had not taken his food. Therefore, when the sage returned, the king fell at his lotus feet, pleasing him in all respects and fed him sumptuously. Thus the king respectfully received Dhruvas Muni, who after eating varieties of palatable food was so satisfied that with great affection he requested the king to eat also, saying, "Please take your meals." Dhruvas Muni said, "I am very pleased with you and my dear king. At the first I thought you as an ordinary human being and accepted your hospitality, but later I could understand by my own intelligence that you are the most exalted devotees of the Lord. Devotee of the Lord. Therefore, simply by seeing you, touching your feet and talking with you, I have been pleased and have become obliged to you. Purport by His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. It is said that Vaishnavara Kriya Mudra Vigyana Bhujaya. Even a very intelligent man cannot understand the activities of the pure Vaishnava. Therefore, because Dhruvasmuni was a great mystic yogi, he first mistook Amrish Maharaj for an ordinary human being and wanted to punish him. Such is the mistaken observation of the Vaishnava. When Dhruvasmuni was prosecuted by the Sudarshan Chakra, however, his intelligence developed. Therefore, the word Atma Medhasa is used to indicate that by his personal experience, he would understand how great a Vaishnava the king was. When Dhruvasmuni was chased by the Sudarshan Chakra, he wanted to take shelter of Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, and he was even able to go to spiritual world, meet the personality of Godhead and talked with him face to face. Yet he was unable to be rescued from the attack of Sudarshan Chakra. Thus he could understand the influence of Vaishnava by personal experience. Dhruvasmuni was certainly a great yogi and was very learned Brahmana, but despite his being a real yogi, he was unable to understand the influence of Vaishnava. Therefore, it is said that Vaishnavara Kriya Mudra Vigyana Bhujaya. Even the most learned persons cannot understand the value of Vaishnava. There is always a possibility of so-called jnanis and yogis to be mistaken when studying the character of a Vaishnava. A Vaishnava can be understood by how much he is favored by the Supreme Personality of Godhead in terms of his inconceivable activities. Hare Krishna. So first I would like to take blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas here. So this is the story of Maharaj Amrish, where Dhruvasmuni has offended Maharaj Amrish, and after roaming everywhere he has come back to Maharaj Amrish for protection, and Maharaj Amrish is offering prayers to Sudarshan Chakra, which is not different from the Supreme Lord, and pacifying Sudarshan Chakra so that Dhruvasmuni is saved. So this is a very significant story, and this gives a great hope for all the devotees that how one should not fear when one takes shelter of the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord promises, he also says in Bhagavad Gita, Kunte Pratijani Name Bhakta Pranashyati. So Supreme Lord gives protection to his devotees, and to offend a devotee is a biggest offense. As in previous days, many esteemed speakers like our Radhika Valla Prabhu, Braj Bihari Prabhu, Radha Gopinath Prabhu elaborated on how it's very dangerous to offend a Vaishnava, and how to offend a Vaishnava one destroys, one only invites trouble to himself. So Dhruvasmuni, he was a great yogi, he was a mystic, as the Supreme Lord says that for a Brahmana to have good learning, mystic powers is very, very favorable, but if he uses it against some Vaishnava, then that same power, same learning becomes an obstacle or destroys that same person. So I am reminded of one very beautiful story from Chaitanya Charitamrita, that how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also makes us understand that when we chant the holy name, immediately the Sudarshan Chakra is there to protect us. We may not see, but he is present there. So one day when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling from Navadvip to Puri, So at that time he had to cross a river, and as we know that that time Bengal was ruled by the Muslim ruler, that is Nawab Hussain Shah, and Odisha was ruled by Hindu king, that is King Pratap Rudra. So there were boundary, just like we have this India Pakistan crossing India Pakistan border or Bangladesh border. So that time when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat in the boat, and he always wanted his devotees to chant the holy name, especially Mukunda, his associate. So he would always chant the holy name. And when he sat in the boat and he told the devotees to chant the holy name, and the boatman somehow couldn't understand, and he said, "No, no, please be silent, because we are crossing through a very dense jungle and there are enemy soldiers. If they hear us, there may be dacoits, they may loot us, or sometimes the wild animals, they may hear us and they may kill us. So that's why be silent and we will cross the river." So the devotees, they kept quiet, they didn't chant the holy name. And after some time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to his external consciousness and started asking the devotees that why you have stopped chanting the holy name. And devotees explained that the boatman is saying that there are so many trouble, so we should be silent. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chastised again devotees that, "Do you don't know that when you chant the holy name, the Sudarshan Chakra, it appears there to protect the devotees. So you don't have to fear. Sudarshan Chakra is there to protect you. So you go on chanting the holy name." So again, the devotees started chanting the holy name. This pastime is very significant. So how much we should have faith in the chanting of the holy name. When we chant the holy name, anywhere, everywhere we can chant without any fear. Because personally the Sudarshan Chakra is protecting that devotee. So that's why when Maharaj Ambarish, who used to always remember Krishna, so Krishna had already sent Sudarshan Chakra for his protection. So immediately when he was attacked by this demon, Sudarshan Chakra did his job. So similarly, to offend a Vaishnava is very, very big offense. And I'll connect this to today's disappearance day of Narottam Das Thakur. So in his life also, he was born in a Shudra family, that is Kayastha family. So many orthodox Brahmins, they would criticize. And we will see in his story that how Lord protected him also and punished the offenders. So today's disappearance day of Narottam Das Thakur, very auspicious day. And in our Gaudiya Sampradaya, the next generation after the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended, the main personality who carried out this Gaudiya tradition is Narottam Das Thakur. So as in this pastime, we can see that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling from Puri to Vrindavan, so he came to Ramkeli, where he met Rupa and Sanatan Goswami. After meeting them, so he was near the Padma River, and the Padma River that time was very beautiful, blue, dark blue water, and he saw there and started shouting, feverishly shouting, "Narottam, Narottam," like that. And all the devotees did not understand what is this. And some very special devotees, they could understand that maybe in future some great personality would appear. So Ramkeli, on the other side of the river, is Kheturi Gram. And it's like a border. So now also, Rajashai, that place name is Rajashai, that is just border to India, and the border is separated by this Padma River. So there he goes and then he tells Nityanand Prabhu. Nityanand Prabhu was always, you know, taking care of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Nityanand Prabhu asked that, why are you in so much ecstasy? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells him that in future, a great personality called Narottam Das Thakur, he is going to appear in Kheturi. And tomorrow I am going to invest my love, Krishna Prem, in this river, Padma River. And you should guide him, as we know that Nityanand Prabhu is Guru Tattva. So he told Nityanand Prabhu that you should bring one day Narottam Das Thakur here near Padma River, and when he bathes, then he will get this Krishna Prem. And then he said that Narottam Das Kirtan is my life and soul, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Narottam Das Thakur will be the person who will carry on my this Kirtan thing after I disappear. So then when next morning, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered the water, she immediately, Padma River, she also started overflowing. She also became ecstatic. And then she personally appeared in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told her that I am investing my intense love for Krishna in this river with you and keeping with you. And when Narottam Das Thakur comes, you should give this love to him. Then she asked that, how will I come to know that who is Narottam Das Thakur? Then Mahaprabhu said that now you have overflowed. So similarly, when he will enter the water, similarly you will experience the ecstasy and you will overflow. And you should understand that this is the person and you should give it to him. So in this way, it was previously predicted about a great personality like Narottam Das Thakur. And soon after disappearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is just in 1534, after 1534, on full moon day, that was on Purnima, in the month of Magh, that is January, February, so Narottam Das Thakur appeared. And his father's name was Krishnananda Dutt. So Krishnananda Dutt was a big, very rich, fabulously rich person, like a king. A lot of wealth. And his mother's name was Narayani Devi. And they were from the Kayasth background. So Kayasth background generally belongs to the Shudra class. Fourth class of society, but they were very rich. But from childhood, Narottam Das Thakur showed very extraordinary qualities. So when the first ceremony, that was Annaprashan ceremony, so that time he was offered food. And that time he didn't eat the food. He was forced, but he didn't eat the food. And somehow or other, one Vaishnava, he appeared there. And he said, first let us offer this food to the Supreme Lord and then we will feed him. So when the food was offered to Krishna and when it became Krishna Prasad, then Narottam Das Thakur accepted this prasad. And then slowly Narottam Das Thakur, he grew and he was by birth he was a very scholar. He studied Sanskrit, he studied Bengali, and he mastered over all the languages. And fortunately, he would meet many Vaishnavas there who would narrate the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, especially Sri Krishna Das was one of his favorites. So every day he used to go to him and hear about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He would narrate pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and naturally he became attracted to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And slowly he started developing, virakti, or he started renouncing the world. He had no interest in any of the material things. And he wanted to go to Vrindavan, go to, take sannyas and be with the Vaishnavas. But as same story as Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami was also from a very rich family. So similarly, Narottam Das Thakur had to face the same thing. His parents were so much attached to him. So when he would try to run away, so they had kept guards and they would bring back him again. But somehow he could not tolerate the separation. So somehow he wanted to run away and go to Vrindavan. So one day, what happened? That there was one Jagirdar, a Muslim person. So he said that he wanted to have Narottam Das Thakur. He wanted Narottam Das Thakur's blessing. So he wanted him to come to his court. And so Krishnananda, his father, he knew that if he leaves Narottam Das Thakur, he may anytime run away. But still, because this Jagirdar has told him, he could not avoid it. So he sent him with some guards. And Narottam Das Thakur took the chance and he ran away from there. But he, in fact, Navadvip was very near, but still he didn't go to Navadvip. He directly went in the forest and wanted to go to Vrindavan, because he knew that if he goes to Navadvip, where there are Vaishnavas are there, so immediately his father will send his guards to Navadvip and, you know, bring him back. So he wanted to go to Vrindavan. It's very far. So then he went to Vrindavan, and in fact it is said that he wrote a beautiful song in this connection. So that is Ami Hari Bolbo Madan Mohan Here Bobo. It's a very beautiful song, sung in Manohar Shahi style. So when I had gone to Bangladesh, His Grace Krishna Kirtan Prabhu taught me this song. It's a very beautiful song, Ami Hari Bolbo. He is saying that, so it was the ecstasy or his eagerness to go to Vrindavan is expressed in this song. He's saying, I will chant the holy name, Ami Hari Bolbo, and Madana Mohan Herbogo. So I will go to, that means in Vrindavan there are Madan Mohan, that time the deities, the main deities of Vrindavan were Radha Madan Mohan. So I will go and see Madan. So in this way, this song is very beautiful song written by Narottam Das Thakur. That is what he is expressing his bhava when he was traveling to Vrindavan. And when he goes to and in between, he had lot of troubles on the way. He had lot of troubles. So that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rup Goswami, all appeared in his dream and pacified him. And they said that, don't worry, soon you will be free from all troubles. Because Narottam Das Thakur was from a very rich family, so he was used to all comforts. Now in the forest, he had no comforts. He had blisters on his feet, and he had to be, you know, tolerate hunger, thirst, everything. So it is said that the eternal service of Narottam Das Thakur in the spiritual world is to supply milk to all the gopis. Radharani, all the gopis, he supplies, he boils the milk and make it very nice, add nice flavors and dry fruits and all, and give it to all the sakhis. So here it is said that here when he was in trouble, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would personally appear and give him the milk. So here how Krishna reciprocated, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reciprocated. So he, in spiritual world, he serves milk, and now the Supreme Lord is serving him the milk. And he goes to Vrindavan, and already Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had appeared in a dream of Loknath Das Goswami that Narottam Das Thakur will come and you have to initiate him. So when Narottam Das Thakur enters, first he goes to Mathura and he takes darshan of Krishna Janma Bhumi in Mathura, and then he goes to Vishram Ghat, where when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also rested there. It is said that Lord Varahadev also rested there. So it is called Vishram Ghat. And there he met a very fortunate Brahmana, his name is not mentioned, but he stayed in his house, and this Brahmana mentioned that how very few days back or recently Rup Sanatan, Raghunath Das, Bhatta Raghunath, they have all passed. They have left this world. So he felt a great separation from them, and that time he wrote this song, Je Anilo Premardhana Karuna Prachur. That means Je Anilo Premardhana. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has brought this Premdhan, Karuna Prachur. He is filled with so much of mercy. Heno Prabhu Kotha Gela. And where has that Lord gone? Acharya Thakur, all the Acharyas and Gaura Nataraj, all they had just disappeared. So he was feeling that, why I didn't born just little before, so I could have darshan. I'm so unfortunate. Or sometimes we also feel that, oh, if I would have born little early, I would have seen Prabhupada. So we missed to see Prabhupada. But anyway, everybody has his, according to desire of Krishna, one has to execute his devotion. So then that song expresses his feelings. Jayanilo Premathana. It's very, very deep feeling. So that's why we generally sing this song on the disappearance day of some great Vaishnava. And then when he went to Vrindavan, so first temple he visited was Radha Govind temple. And that time it was in its full glory. So Radha Govind temple was 7 floors, beautiful, everything was so beautiful there. And when Jiva Goswami heard that Narottam Das Thakur has come, he immediately ran towards Govinda Mandir and met Narottam Das Thakur. He could immediately recognize. And in fact, one thing I forgot to mention. Before going to Vrindavan, so Nityananda Prabhu came in his dream and told that he should go to Padma River and bathe there, and he will get the love of Krishna Prem, which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had invested there. So when Narottam Das Thakur went there, so same thing happened. The Padma River, she overflowed. And in fact, his color was dark. He was black in color. But he got the golden color. His skin color changed. And he got that love of Godhead. And then when he went back home, his parents could not recognize him. He said, he is the same person like that. So when Jiva Goswami also came to Radha Govinda Mandir, so immediately he recognized by his color of his skin, by his face, he could recognize that this is the same great personality, Narottam Das Thakur. And then Loknath Goswami also met him, because everybody knew that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had already predicted about Narottam Das Thakur. And then Narottam Das Thakur also had a dream that he should go to Vrindavan and take initiation from Loknath Das Goswami. But Loknath Das Goswami was feeling so humble. He was thinking, I am so fallen. And he had taken a vow that he will not initiate anybody in this lifetime. So he was trying to avoid. So every time Narottam Das Thakur and Loknath Das Goswami would meet, so they would talk about Krishna, and Narottam Das Thakur would lament that, oh, he doesn't have a guru, so I need a guru. Then Loknath Das Goswami would say that you don't need a guru. Already your guru is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has already bestowed you all his mercy. He has given you personally his love through River Padma. So then he somehow convinces Loknath Das Goswami. But still he says, okay, I will give initiation, but at least you have to develop taste for chanting the holy name. And so you chant for 1 year. After 1 year, I will give you initiation. Right? So for 1 year, he is there. And then after 1 year, and through that years, 1 year, he serves Loknathas Goswami with great sincerity. He would only eat remnants of Loknathas Goswami, serve him. And the very popular story, we know that how he would clean his latrine, he would clean his stool, urine. Every day he would come hiding. So Loknathas Goswami would sometimes be surprised that how is every day it is clean, this place is clean. So one day he hides himself in the bush and then sees that Narottam Das Thakur is coming after he has done his job. So he would come and he would clean that area. So Lochandas Thakur becomes very much, you know, touched by the attitude of Narottam Das Thakur, and he says that, how can you do? You are a son of a great prince, a great king. You are like a prince and you are doing all these things. And you should not do this. But still he insists, because you have to initiate me. Somehow or other you have to initiate me. So that night, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes in the dream of Loknathas Goswami and chastises Loknathas Goswami that, I told you to initiate Narottam Das Thakur, why still you have not initiated him? So immediately next day, Loknathas Goswami, he initiates Narottam Das Thakur. And Loknathas Goswami, he tells him directly what is his service in the spiritual world. He tells him the Siddha Deha, like he tells him that you are Vilas Manjari or Champak Manjari in the spiritual world, and your service, eternal service, is to boil the milk and distribute the milk to the gopis. So that is your service. So every day he would boil the milk and he would offer it to deities. And many times he would hear the pastimes, and he could personally see in his meditation all the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So sometimes he was so much engrossed in the pastime that he would forget that the milk is boiling. And then he would smell something burning, and then he would go and hold that pot. And sometimes it would burn his fingers. And to hide all these things, he would wrap a cloth on his hand so that Vaishnava doesn't come to know his hands are burned. But the Vaishnava would come to know that he was absorbed in meditation, and because of this, these are all pastimes of Krishna. So that was he was doing. And then Loknathas Goswami instructed him to study Srimad Bhagavatam under Jiva Goswami. And local people also say that, their local people, they say that he learned his music from Swami Haridas. So that time Swami Haridas, as we know that the famous temple of Baki Bihari temple, the founder of this Baki Bihari temple. So Swami Haridas, many great singers were his disciples, like Tansen, Baiju Bawra. And so local people say that that time Narottam Das Thakur also learned music from Swami Haridas. And then after learning from him, then he took permission of Swami Haridas to develop a special type of kirtan. So he developed his own style of kirtan that was called Gaudiya Kirtan, which we'll be explaining when we come to the pastime of Kheturi festival. So when he was studying with Jiva Goswami, that time he came in contact with Srinivas Acharya and Shamanan Pandit, and they became very, very good friends. And then all of them three, after studying Bhagavatam from Jiva Goswami, they came back to their own places. So Narottam Das Thakur went back to Kheturi, Shamanan Pandit went to Odisha, Srinivas Thakur also went to preach in northern states, where he made many devotees. And also we know the famous pastime, how the books were stolen And Srinivas Acharya, he converted that thief. His name was Birambir, King Birambir. And then when he came to Kheturi, then he started preaching, and the first disciple was his own first cousin, that was Santoshdat. So his father had passed away, his uncle had passed away, so all the property and all the riches came to Santoshdat. And Santoshdat, he was inspired by Narottam Das Thakur, and he took initiation from him. And many nice people, including Ganga Narayan Chakrati, he was a great Brahmana, he also became his disciple. In fact, the Prem Vilas list around 123 disciples. And then also, then after that, he goes to Navadvip, Puri, and all Ek Chakra that time. So everywhere he does parikrama. And then after coming from this parikrama, then he holds the first Gaur Purnima festival, that is at Kheturi, Gaur Purnima. So that time he calls all the devotees from Bengal, Odisha, everybody he calls. And he, in fact, as His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj explains this pastime very beautifully. So he would invite each and every Vaishnava, and he would personally write letter, invitation letter, personally, handwritten. Today, nowadays, we are so impersonal that we make one print and send it to everybody. But earlier, people would, you know, devotees would, you know, personally write their name and their, and they would understand, and they would personally write the letter. So in this way, he wrote thousands of letters to all the Vaishnavas and sent it. And as Santoshdat, he was a very rich because he had a lot of money, and so he arranged all the facilities for devotees. And the main guest were guest of honor was Janava Mataji, the wife of Nityanand Prabhu. So then this festival started. So the first thing what Narottam Das Thakur did was he unveiled five sets of Radha Krishna deities. So the names are given: Vallabhi Kanta, Shri Krishna, Vraja Mohan, Radha Kanta, and Radha Raman. And also he had two deities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his consort, it is Vishnupriya. And it is also said that he discovered that Sonar Gauranga. It was in some very old grocer go down, and which was infested by so many snakes. And nobody would dare to go there. But Narottam Das Thakur just opened the door, went there and brought that deities. So then he installed those deities, and nice Srinivas Acharya had a nice abhishek of deities, as we also celebrate on Gaur Purnima. Any occasion we have abhishek. So this is a perfect parampara. And then after abhishek, he introduced a special style of kirtan that is known as, this Kheturi gram is also called as Garer Hat. Hat means market. So like this style was named, every gharana is named after the town, that town, this particular town. Like we have Gwalior gharana, Mewar gharana. So similarly, this Garan Hati, which Narottam Das Thakur, which he learnt in Vrindavan, and then he introduced a new style of kirtan, which was called Garan Hati style, which was like a foundation for Gaudiya kirtan. And it was so rich in music. And if you read the fifth chapter of Bhakti Ratnakar, there Narahari Chakravarti Thakur has explained around 3,000 to 4,000 verses are there just on music. How many types of shrutis are there, and how many swaras are there, and then gamakas, then different, starting from Nad Brahma. Even each exercise is given. Each exercises are given in that. So in this way, in fifth chapter, when Raghav Goswami, he takes Srinivas Acharya and Narottam Das Thakur for a Vrindavan Parikrama. So when they come at Vamshivat, so at Vamshivat, Raghav Goswami is describing the pastime of Raslila. And in Raslila, which is the epitome where all the ragas, personified ragas, gamakas, the personified, they had descended for pleasure of Krishna to assist them in the Raslila. So describing that Raslila pastime, he has described the whole chapter, you know, the whole history of music. So unfortunately, very few things are remaining. So many talas are there, and especially he started this Leela Kirtan. He inaugurated this Leela Kirtan, and in Leela Kirtan, it's a system that the first Gaur Chandrika is sung. So Gaur Chandrika is sung in 28 matra. So like we have this Samsara Dava Nalililoka. So that's in 8 bead. So that is called Dash Pahi. Or then we have this 6 bead, which is called Lofa, like that. So there are 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, like that. It goes on increasing. 26, then 28. It is said that till 250 beat, there were beats, which was invented by Narottam Das Thakur. Of course, most of them are now extinct. Nobody sings that. But at least at now we have this Ashtatala, which consists of Ashtatala means 8 talas in combined. So it goes around 64 beats. And there is 56 beats. But especially this Gaur Chandrika is very important. The starting has to be done by this Gaur Chandrika, which is sung in 28 beats. And Gaur Chandrika means first we take shelter of Lord Chaitanya, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he enters that Vrindavan pastime, and taking help of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we enter Vrindavan pastime. We don't independently enter the Vrindavan pastime. So like for example, in Daan Leela, the Vasudeva Ghosh has written a very beautiful song where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to go in different moods. So he would go into different Leelas. So sometimes Daan Leela would come in his meditation. So that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would take a stick and roam around Navadvip and stop people, and with a stick he would show them, now give me toll, tax, pay me. You give me Daan. Because I have given you this body, I have given you everything, but still you are not chanting the holy name. So what tax you want, people would ask then. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would ask that, say that you just chant the holy name, that is my tax. So why you want us to chant the holy name? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would reply that, I want to taste this holy name unlimitedly. So if you chant, if I chant, everybody chants, then the holy name can be tasted unlimitedly. So in this way, this is how Narottam Das Thakur, then afterwards Srinivas Acharya, he introduced Manohar Shahi based on Gadhanati style of music. And then in the end, then there was a big festival of Gaur Purnima, where Janva Mataji, she cooked all the prasad, and then she would personally serve everybody, and in the last she would accept the prasad. So in this way, our this Narottam Das Thakur popularity was increasing day by day. So the orthodox Brahmins, they were becoming envious. So they thought that the Narottam Das Thakur is born in a Shudra family, in a Kayastha family, and he is initiating big Brahmanas, those who are born in Brahmin families. Like Ganga Narayan Chakravarti, he was born in Brahmin family, but he was a disciple of Narottam Das Thakur. So that's why they were criticizing him. So they were complaining to King Narasimha, who was the king there. And that time the leader of all these orthodox Brahmins was Rupa Narayan. So the king said, okay, let us debate. So he sent letter to Narottam Das Thakur that this is the thing, the orthodox Brahmins are. But Narottam Das Thakur replies him back, and reading that letter, king understands that how Vaishnavism, or to become devotee of Krishna, is greater. As in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that Chandal Chandal nahe jadi Krishna bhaje, Vipra Vipra nahe jadi Asat pate chale. So if one is born in a Brahmin family, but if he does not become a devotee of Krishna, then he is not a real Brahmin. But if he is a Chandala and if he is worshipping Krishna, then he is not a Chandala. Jai bhaje sei bado abhakta hina char. One who worships Krishna is great. But one who is a non-devotee, he is a fallen person. Krishna bhajane nahi jati kuladi vichar. So, to worship Krishna, there is no requirement of jati, kul. So in this way, but the orthodox Brahmins, they were criticizing him, and the king could understand the glories of Narottam Das Thakur just by reading his letter. So then the king said, okay, let us go and debate with Narottam Das Thakur. So immediately Ganga Narayan Chakravarti and Ramchandra Kaviraj, who were his very, very intimate. Ramchandra Kaviraj was his Srinivas Acharya's disciple, was very close friend of Narottam Das Thakur. So they go and put, one becomes a potter seller and one becomes betel nut seller. They put their shops outside Khituri, just at the entrance. So this Ram Narayan or all these disciples, they come. And just to have a break, so they wanted to buy some betel nuts, some pots. And when they talk with these persons, they start talking in Sanskrit. Very pure Sanskrit. So that time they were amazed that how can this betel nut seller and a potter, you know, he speaks such a wonderful Sanskrit, pure Sanskrit. So immediately he told the king and the main Rupa Narayan that these fellows are talking Sanskrit. And they had a debate with them, and they defeated them. So the king said that, see, a simple betel nut seller and a potter can speak, and they say they are the disciple of Narottam Das Thakur, and you can't defeat them, and what to speak of Narottam Das Thakur then? How much learned he must be. So immediately they go back, but still their envy doesn't go, these Brahmins, orthodox Brahmins. Even at a time of death, at a time of leaving his body, so they were criticizing him that, see, now he is dying, but he was a Shudra and he initiated Brahmanas. So Ganga Narayan Pandit could not tolerate the blasphemy. So immediately he prayed to Narottam Das Thakur that, Narottam Das Thakur, please come again back to life. So in fact, he went into meditation and he has left his body. And he was going to be burnt. But he again came back to life. And then, miraculously, a golden Brahmin thread appeared on his body. And when all the people saw, then they understood that Narottam Das Thakur, this was just an external. He took birth in a caste family. But he was actually a great Vaishnava, a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya. And then he comes to, again, then he want to, this was the first part, he didn't disappear, he wanted to disappear. But again then Narottam Das Thakur expressed his desire to go, because he was feeling intense separation from Lord Chaitanya and other Goswamis. So then he says that, I am going to take bath in river Padma, so you please bathe me. So he went in the river and all his disciples were bathing him. And as they were bathing him, he dissolved himself. He was converted into milk in the river Padma. That is how the disappearance of Narottam Das Thakur is described. And today is the auspicious disappearance. And we pray. In fact, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj said that bhakti only cost something 15 paisa, something two. That time I don't know how much. But he said that Prema Bhakta Chandrika, written by Narottam Das Thakur, and Prarthana is sufficient. And if one follows this one, and so such a beautiful prayers he has written, Hari Hari. Among that, Prabhupada would like this song, Hari Hari Bifale Janama Goainu, Manushya Janama Paya Radha Krishna. So in this way, of course I am very unqualified to speak about Narottam Das Thakur, but only this is for my own purification. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Narottam Das Thakur ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.